Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
I'm David Douglas with a community comment. In an ongoing series at this point in time, I've been talking about ways of trying to deal with other people a little bit in terms of some of the frustrations that everyone's had and that we're doing while we ought to be feeling a little bit better. People are so tired of some of the shut-ins, the different things that the behaviors that we experience in others can sometimes make us more offended than we otherwise would have been previously. The masks and the social isolation, those sorts of things, sort of compound some of that behavior. But one of the things we can do that helps us again in this is trying not to take it personally. This is how I ended the last time. If you take everything personally, you're going to be offended all the time. You don't need to be offended all the time. If you're offended all the time, you're going to be upset. It's not healthy for you, and it's not helping you work with other people. Sometimes you just have to realize you can't control all the things people say, and you can't control everything that people do to you either. It can be frustrating, but you can decide not to let it drag you down. Let it go. There's a lot of freedom that comes when you can say, let that go. I don't care if you mutter something about them when you're going away. If you can behave properly when you're talking with them, it reduces the amount of times that this can happen. You don't have to confront everything. You don't have to make it in. There are times where you need to stand your ground. There are times where what you mean, what you say is absolute. But many times, people are behaving the way that they are based on how they're feeling inside. Also, some people never learn how to cope with stressful emotions. But if everyone is acting obnoxiously, I guess, if you can remain calm, other people can't affect you in the same way. Now, they may want to, but they can't affect you in the same way if you can remain calm. And remaining calm externally is a huge part of that, because when you walk away, even if there was some stress inside, you end up coming out much better, and you come out emotionally better, because we all have to do life one way or another. So you need to do what it takes to try and remain calm, address the situation from the inside out for you. Again, I'm not a therapist. That's not what I do, but I've dealt with tons of these sorts of things. So that's where your power lies in this. Remain calm. Don't take it personally all the time. Until next time, I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.